Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Right, let's see. Paul, how are you? Are you all right?
I'm grand, thanks, Dave.
Go on yourself. Okay, Paul Whittington from the Indo is here. We're talking movies. Go for it.
Well, there's only one film, but there are more than one film out this week, but the big one is Black Widow, obviously. It's in cinemas now, and it's also available on Disney Plus, although you have to pay for it. It's the premium content part. And I thought it was very good, actually.
And so what is Black Widow? It's another, it's Scarlet's hero, is it?
Yes, it's an Avengers spin-off, basically, and it's a kind of a prequel because she first popped up over a decade ago in Iron Man 2, and she became more and more central to these Avengers stories, but this is her own story.
Yeah, and Florence Pugh is in this, isn't she?
Florence Pugh is great.
I think she's brilliant, yeah.
She is indeed, and you'll remember Lady Macbeth, that great film she was in a few years ago, but she's terrific in this, and she is the estranged sister of Natasha, Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow character. And we find out that when they were small, they were in Ohio in the 90s, and apparently a family, but they weren't. They were Russian spies, basically, and they were unrelated. And her dad is played by David Harbour, who you might remember from Stranger Things. He's the sheriff in Stranger Things. He's very good in this as well. And his mother is Melina, and he's played by Rachel Weisz. And when Scarlett goes on the run for Marvel experts, it's after Captain America Winter Soldier, she goes on the run. She ends up meeting her sister. There are these group of female assassins who are being sort of brainwashed and controlled by Ray Winstone, no less, doing his best to suppress his Cockney accent into something Russian. So Florence Pugh is one of them, and she's escaped, and they're, as it were, sisters. And so they try to take this sort of supervillain down. It's a lot of it is about the kind of family unit, because even if it isn't a real family unit, it was to them. And even when they catch up with their parents, whom they ought to be annoyed with because they kind of betrayed them into this program, the old links are still there. There's even a kind of references to The Incredibles, Pixar's The Incredibles, because the dad is a kind of superhero. And it's very funny. It's got a very good mix of action and humor and a bit of heart as well.
Right, okay. So Black Widow, definitely thumbs up. Anything else?
Yes. Yeah, very interesting. The best documentary you'll see this year, Dave, about truffle hunting is the Truffle Hunters.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
isn't
no,
it?
I know it sounds really boring, but it's actually not, because it's about the people. The white truffle is an extremely valuable thing. It costs, you know, thousands per kind of kilo, and only the small group of wily Piedmontese country people can find them in the forest using their dogs, and it's about their lives and how some of them have actually stopped doing it because they're so disgusted by the finance involved. But it's a beautiful looking documentary because it just follows them and it slows your life down, and you watch them and their dogs, who they have extraordinary relationships with sometimes, hunting for this sort of elusive prize. Lovely little film, actually.
Hold on a second. You have a dog, you go hunting with your dog, and what do you mean the finance involved? Is it an expensive hobby or expensive sport, expensive job?
No, it's that finance controls it so much that, you know, there's all this dealing and kind of illegality because they're so, and these guys are purists, and, you know, they talk about how, you know, people don't understand the forest, they come in here wrecking it looking for them, so it's about that, really.
And
it's a lovely film.
Where can you go, like, could I go truffle hunting? Do people go truffle hunting in Ireland?
No, they don't, Dave, so far as I know. You could go to Piedmont and go truffle hunting, Dave, with your dog, but you might get shot at.
All right, okay, fair enough, all right, okay. And I presume you have to put all your trust in your dog. Okay, fair enough.
You do.
That's The Truffle Hunters, and you say definitely thumbs up for that. Anything else?
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, for people, you know, you remember Tove Jansson, who wrote the Moomin Troll books and all that, that you may remember from distant childhood. Well, you don't remember from distant childhood, well, I do. Well, she's this amazing character, actually. She looms kind of large in 20th century Finnish culture, and she was also kind of very daring in her personal life. And this drama tells her story, and she's played by Alma Poisti in it, and it's set in the 40s and 50s, and it's very lush. She talks at one point about how she goes to the spooky side, meaning she becomes involved in lesbian affairs and so on. But for anybody vaguely interested in Tove Jansson, it's a nice film. Okay, also so, IFI, by the way.
Oh, okay, so that's IFI. Tove is what it's called, and that's... well, you certainly give it a thumbs up. You definitely give the Truffle Hunters a thumbs up. And you give Black Widow a thumbs up as well. Paul Whittington, listen, Paul, thanks a million. We'll see you again next week. It's a bit of a rush to get at the end of the programme. Thanks a million, Paul. Bye.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.